Hey everyone, this is Sidestuff89.
A long time ago,
I got a request from NRSBPFET to do the accent trigger challenge. This is version 1.5. It's been a while, sorry. but it seems interesting. I've only read the top part. Apparently there are some trigger words and phrases to say, and there's a bit of a quiz at the beginning. And apparently there's a fetish in here, fetish / fantasy. Okay, so let's get started. So there's a fetish / fantasy. So it's just, okay. So the first part is, there's a little brief introduction part. Okay, so I've said my username, first name or alias. Well, you're not getting my first name, because fuck no. But you can have an alias. I've come up with Jennifer because I've been mistakenly called Jennifer in person, actually a few times. And then also, I was once called Jennifer while on the phone, so apparently you look and sound like a Jennifer. I've never met any, well, actually, I've probably met a Jennifer in my life, but I don't know any personally, so it won't be weird or anything. And the general part of the world where I live, I hail from the beautiful country known as Canada. AKA America's Hat. And now is the questions. So number one, how might you tell someone you're excited? Are we talking like sexually excited? Are we talking about like, you know, just concert excited? Sexually excited. I'd probably, like, whisper in their ear, like, I'm wet, or I want you inside me, or something like that. Or just, you know, like, attack them. regular excited? Oh, okay. So there might be jumping up and down. There might be some squealing. I'm ashamed to say that. Yeah, my voice would just go up a hell of a lot more in pitch. Yeah. Number two. If you already have the cake and the ice cream and the presents, if applicable, what else might you want at a party? What sound effects might be associated with your chosen item? After you had them, what would you do with them to get them ready for the party? What might you give your selected item? Okay. I would want people at my party. But it says there's presents. I mean, unless I bought those presents for myself and decided to eat all the cake and the ice cream and then I would wrap present. That would be very sad. Okay, well, I'm going to assume people are there because there are presents and that's it. And that's what happens at a party. There are people. If you're calling it a party... then there are people. Okay, what might you want at a party? Games. Like Settlers of Catan or Cards Against Humanity. I played one a while ago. I think it was called Personally Incorrect. That's fun. And Fibbage. Fibbage is like a Xbox game, I think. What sound effects might be associated with your chosen item? Shuffling of cards. Fibbage has a bunch of different sound effects, like when you answer, when you're done typing in your answer, they have like ape sound effects and fart sound effects. I guess with Settlers of Catan, dice rolling. I don't know if you want me to make these sound effects. I'm not good at sound effects. I have dice. Oh my god, I have dice. One sec. Okay, hope my iPod can pick this up, because, ooh, I got, 8. Yeah, after you had them, what would you do with them to get them ready? Ooh, another game. Super Fight. That game's fun. After you had them, what would you do with them to get them ready? Well, I mean, with card games, it's just very little setup. A Settlers of Catan, I guess you could set up the board. I like to make everything random. I like to keep everything, like, flipped over until you place your first, is it a village?
or town. Oh, it's been a while since I played Catan. And then you flip everything over after that. So that. What might you give your selected item? I don't know. A good roll? If we're talking about dice, maybe I could make something for the robber for Catan. I don't know. He's a dick. I don't want to give him anything. Okay, I'm going to move on. Number 3. Talk about Superman and his relationship to Kryptonite. What might it do in relation to his energy? Well, doesn't Kryptonite make Superman like a human? Right? I mean, it takes away his powers. What might it do in relation to... Wouldn't it just give him, like, regular human energy? Or I guess depending on if pieces of it were, like, in his body or something, then it would severely drain his energy. He would start to die, right? Depending on how much was in him, but, I mean, over time it would hurt him immensely. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Number 4. What do you know about the video game Dig Dug? I don't know Dig Dug. I don't think I've even heard of that game. Yeah. What major physical change happens to a woman when she is pregnant? What is one way a woman might fake being pregnant? Why would anyone fake being pregnant? That seems like a horrible, horrible thing to do. Major physical change. Weight gain? Her belly would get bigger. So would her breasts. I guess one way to fake being pregnant would get a realistic looking pregnancy belly. I guess. That's the only thing I can think of. Number 6. What is the second element of the periodic table? And what is one major use for it? Second, God, high school was so long ago. Periodic table. Fucking hell. Okay, the first one is it hydrogen? Hydrogen. I'm pretty sure it's hydrogen, and then I want to say helium? Yeah. I hope that's right. Major use for helium. Well, I mean, it's used in balloons, but I don't think that's its major use. I think it has other uses. I think liquid helium is used to cool things. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's right. Number 7. What is the job of cheerleaders? The job of cheerleaders is they're like hype people. They pump up the crowd, you know, they get them excited. They perform during like halftime and stuff, so gives the crowd something to do other than go to the washroom and get food. Get them leading them and like cheering on their team. That's what cheerleaders either hype people. What is Princess Katana's fatality in Mortal Kombat 2? God. Mortal Kombat 2? That's real specific. I know I've watched some of the more recent ones a while ago because it had come out again, like a newer version. Been released, and I watched some of those. I can't tell you. I don't know. Mortal Kombat 2, that is so specific. I don't know. I'm sorry. Number 9. What is another word for soda? Pop. Actually, where I live, we don't use the term soda. We use pop. I prefer pop over soda. It's easier. It's pop. Pop. One syllable. Soda. It's two. Let's go for the easy things, people. Number 10. Who is your favorite of the Rice Krispie Trio? I would have to say Pop. He's got nice hair. I like it. It's got a nice color to it. And he has the worst hat out of all of them. Okay, number 11. Convert 1.5 into a fraction of equal value. Hint 40. What is the significance of this new fraction? Well, 1.5 would be 1 and 1 half. Of equal value. So if we're gonna make it like improper, math. Okay, 30 over 20. Hint, what is the significance of this new fraction? Hint 40. What the? I don't know. I don't know. 40. Well, the only thing that I can... 20, 30, 40, counting up by tens from 20. I don't know what the significance of this new fraction is. Okay, so far, do you see any themes, fetishes, common elements? If so, what are they? No. No, I don't see any common themes, fetishes, or elements. I said pop twice, but that wouldn't necessarily be true for other people because of the Rice Krispie trio person. Now I have some words I need to say. Acceptable, appointment, balloon, belly, bigger, blimp, bloat, blood pressure, blown, boom, breasts, bubble, bulb, burst, bust, chanting, completely, cuffs, nurstena, nurstene, deflate, mimic the sound of something being deflated. I'm not really good at sound effects, but, double, drain, EKG, emotionally, energy, evil laugh, make an evil laugh, explode, gas, hook up, inappropriate, inflate. Mimic the sound of something being inflated. I guess. Oh, I'm sorry, that's probably bad. Jacked up. Nurse Janine. Jewelry. Nurse Jody. Kaboom. Naughty. Needle. Nurse Nina. Pinch. Planning. Plant, pop, mimic a popping sound. Okay. Pregnant, pressure, pumped up, mimic the sound of pumping something up. I'm sorry, that was bad. Psychology, sedative, sexy, Nurse Shannon, sneaky. Snicker, stethoscope, rhythm, tick-tock, tick-tock, trap, trick, unacceptable, weaker. Now, do you see any themes, fetishes, common elements? If so, what are they? Well, there's definitely like a medical one. There's a lot of nurses and medical terminology. There are like popping kind of ones, kind of like maybe I'm like inflating stuff. So I'm thinking maybe balloons, like a medical balloon fetish. I know that's the only thing I can think of, like nurse maybe, because there are a lot of nurse mentions. Okay, so there's there's singing. Okay, so this is the phrase section, and if there's singing. Oh God, I don't like singing. I don't like singing in front of people. Oh God. Okay, I apologize ahead of time for what's gonna happen, and if there's more. Okay. Ooh, okay. Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boys. She'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. Listen, boys, I'll blow you up. Are you ready for your appointment? Hello, sir. My name is Nurse Jennifer. What are we in for tonight? Ah, blood pressure check. Don't worry. We'll get you all pumped up.
Are you pregnant? Oh, honey, don't worry. You'll deflate as soon as I fully inflate you, and then you'll burst. Well, it's different from traditional deflation. Once I'm through with you, your balloon will deflate, and limp, and small, just like it was before I blew it up. Aw, what's the matter, sweetheart? Feeling all blown up? Blow him up, Trisha. Cuff him, Dana. I'm about to turn you into a blimp. I'm blowing up your balloon. I'm inflating you. I'm jacking up your blood pressure. I'm going to completely drain you. I'm going to make you bigger than a beached whale. I'm going to blow you up. I'm going to jack up your balloon. I'm going to make you pop. I'm going to pump you up. I'm going to take your energy, all of it. I'm going to completely drain you. Jody, do his blood pressure. Pump him up. Nadia, once you have your cuff on him and the tubing is all hooked up and you're ready to pump him up, do so. Pump him up. Oh no. I'm not stopping until you're as big as a house. Pump him up. Pump him up. Pump him up. Pump him up, Audrey. This is Janine. She is pregnant and has a very big belly. Won't stop, make you pop. I'll blow your balloon up tonight. I'll get you tight and you're feeling all right. Tick tock on the clock, but you're coming, stop, no. Blow ho ho ho, blow ho ho ho. It's time to pump you up. You look so bloated. Are you sure you're not pregnant? You sure look like you're pregnant. You're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Bonus questions. Okay. At the moment, do you have any balloons in your house, apartment, dorm room, etc.? No, I do not. If so, where do you keep them? I don't even know where I would put them if I had any. When was the last time you used them? God, I don't even know the last time I used any balloons. If they're easy to get to, go get one. Stretch it, twirl it, and blow it up and talk through as you're doing it. After you blow it up, let it deflate. Before you begin, hold it up and dangle it by the neck. Ask him if he wants you to give him a blowjob. Then give it to him. Sorry, I don't have any balloons. Do you know how to do blood pressure? Kind of. If so, talk through the process of how you would do a blood pressure. Do you have a manual blood pressure cuff in your house, apartment, dorm room? I don't have a manual one. I know there's an electric one somewhere around here. So how to do a manual one? So you get the cuff part and you put it around. For some reason, I'm pretty sure it has to be the left arm. So you put it around like the bicep between the shoulder and the elbow, and then you put a stethoscope just above the crease of the elbow, like on the other side of the elbow, like the crease area where you fold your arm. You put that there and then you inflate the cuff. Aside from that, I'm not sure where to do it from there, but yeah, that's as much as I know. So if I had a manual one, where do I keep it? No, sorry. When was the last time you checked a blood pressure? It was probably mine and maybe a few months ago. Whose blood pressure did you check? Mine. If it's easy to get to, go get it. And your stethoscope. Introduce yourself as Nurse Jennifer and ask if you can do the listener's blood pressure. Place the cuff somewhere as though it's on someone's arm, and then put on your stethoscope and say, time to pump you up. Rapidly inflate the cuff. I'll just pump you up. Time to deflate you. Deflate the cuff. I have deflated you. Sorry.
That's as much as I can do. I don't have a manual blood pressure. Now that you finished this, do you see any themes, fetishes, common elements? If so, what are they? How would you describe the fetishes? The perfect fantasy of a person that would write something like this. Well, I guess it's balloons. and I guess like a nurse one and blood pressure. And so this guy or person who has these fetishes, they would be at, you know, they'd be at like the doctors with like a sexy nurse doing their blood pressure. And then, you know, maybe some more other sexy nurses blowing up balloons, popping them. I don't know. I don't know much about these fantasies, so or fetishes, really. I don't know what would be the perfect thing for that. Now that you saw the words and phrases, re-answer these questions in the sexiest, most inflating way you can. If you haven't done so already. If you can get the listener to pop just from hearing your new answers to the questions. I'm not sure how I would answer these that much differently, aside from number two, because I'm assuming that's supposed to be balloons. Okay, I'm gonna apologize, because I probably didn't do this very well. I mean, if you're interested, I'll include a link, if maybe you want to do it. Yeah. So I hope you like it. I hope you like this. I'm sorry I don't know much about those fetishes, or I'd be more prepared, I guess. And probably would have answered these a lot better. So I'm gonna thank NRSBPFET for requesting this, because it's been pretty interesting. Oh, his name is Nurse Blood Pressure Fetish. Oh, I feel dumb because I didn't notice that till now. Okay, well, yeah, hope you're having a great day, depending on what time it is over there. Okay, bye.